Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word, and I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, the Queen of the Little People. And if you wanna holler at me and the Queen, you can give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site, www.smoothdrama.com. You can check us out. You can chat live with us there. You can connect with us. If you want to holler at us, everywhere you go, Smooth Drama. So my yearbook, Facebook, anywhere else, Twitter, Smooth Drama. But I know y'all ain't really trying to holler at me. You want to be a subject of the Queen. So, Queen, tell your loyal subjects where they can holler at you at.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Miss M-I-S-S 100% spelled out, or email me, Miss100% at yahoo.com, or get at me on Twitter, and that's at the number 100%.
Yeah, and before we get started, Pacers, what? Yes.
Okay.
Popping my collar to the Pacers. If y'all have the privilege of watching me live with my face that's made for radio, you will see that I am Pacered up. All right.
Okay.
Speaking of Indiana, Indiana broke the streak. Now I ain't talking about sports. I'm talking about the naked getting away. Unharmed. Apparently, there was a naked man who was, running around in the Indiana neighborhood, and he was shooting his gun. And, you know, it's one thing to be naked 100. It's another to be naked and shooting your gun. I mean, although I will say he had a green and yellow hat on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, what was green and yellow hat supposed to confuse somebody?
Well, that might have been what got him shot.
All right, let me just say for all dumbasses out there, before you get yourself shot, the thing is, if you're going to be naked, you can't have a weapon. Just making sure y'all understand the protocol to not getting gunned down by the police, be naked and don't have a weapon. Okay?
That was your instruction, my queen?
I mean, because if you got a weapon, you're going to get the shit shot out of you, obviously. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, he took a shot. The police told him, hey, put your gun down. I guess he decided he wanted to point it at the police.
Wow.
And they, you know.
They didn't even shoot him right away. They talked to him first. They gave him a chance. Put the gun down.
Well,
most of the time, they don't even say that.
Well, he fit the profile. So, he fit the don't shoot me first profile.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think because he had the Green Bay Packer colors on, that would have been what got him.
Motherfucker Packers fan.
Right.
Oh, that's not funny.
Well, it kind of is because he is out there naked.
It's just wrong all the way around. But just follow my advice, people. You don't go that far, be butt naked. Just get rid of the weapon or whatever. Don't have one in the beginning.
Well,
okay.
I'm just thinking that, hey, you got a weapon if you naked. You don't need nothing else.
That's true.
Yeah, it's just like, I got my weapon.
And I know for me, I ain't shooting no naked men.
That's what I'm saying. It just there's a fine line because, all right, you're a cop. You can't shoot the naked guy, but you really don't want to be wrestling him down either. So, you know, that's where the problem comes, unless you get some of them cops that are well-versed in taking people down with their special holds.
We ain't got to go there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of special holds, you know, people have been making a big deal out of John Travolta and talking about, oh, him, and he was trying to get a happy ending, and the guy wasn't down with it. I'm like, John Travolta going to a masseuse and trying to get a happy ending, that's the story?
Is that the actual story, though? I mean, it's so many stories floating around because is so many people saying different things. I'm like, what the hell? I don't know. I just know that this is still some bullshit. Like, why should we be surprised that he's gay, bi, like me, or whatever? I mean,
well, it's been out there that he's bisexual for about 20-some years now. So I'm like, okay. He wanted a happy ending.
Right.
I mean, if he did it, then hey, maybe he'll spend some time. Somehow I doubt it. I'm thinking that the guy that he allegedly wanted that happy ending from probably going to end up on a movie set somewhere.
Yeah.
But, hey.
He'll cash him out.
Yeah. You know.
Pretty much. But that's a non-story, because, I mean,
yeah, oh my God, a bisexual actor in Hollywood.
Oh my God, you don't say.
I can't believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if he wanted some, he could have went to the UK and hooked up with Pam Shaw, who's a 70-year-old virgin who is saying that she's ready to make it happen.
Wow.
Yeah, she said that she was waiting for marriage, and it just didn't happen.
Poor lady.
Yeah, and so now she's ready.
But you know what? If I didn't wait it until I'm 70, I wouldn't even fool with it. Why do it? I mean, you ain't did it all this time. I mean, the chances of, you know, you conking out in the middle of it. But, that, I mean, I guess that will be some people's greatest joy to go while they have an orgasm. Never mind. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I know for me, I would be like, you got to sign the waiver. it ain't going down. I'm gonna be on Law and Order. It ain't happening like that. Like, yeah, you like this, don't you? Yes, I.
No.
And all of a sudden, boom, I'm stuck. Now, and I'm thinking maybe because that movie Dark Shadow came out, the vampire, and maybe she was like, well, if an old vampire can get some, I can get some too.
No, it don't work like that.
No.
Don't work like that, sweetie.
Ah.
But you know what? I don't know, there's part of me that kind of thinks it might be the reverse. Like, she's 70, she ain't never had none. So I'm kind of in fear for the guy that actually gives her some. Like, maybe she might hurt him. I don't know. It could go either way. This is an interesting one.
Waiver.
I still say the waiver is a smart thing.
Waiver.
I could put an addendum on the waiver, like, if you hurt me, you got to pay me, because, I mean,
no,
she might end up hurting somebody.
Anyway, you know, what she may need is just to cool her ass down. She can get what this Japanese manufacturer is calling a ice bra, where they have built-in ice packs. So I guess you women can feel comfortable.
Yeah.
When
I don't think I need that. I'll put somebody's eye out. Anyway. You know, because the eyes is okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. Gotcha.
But then again, I think that's good for, I know small women.
Yeah, they're looking out for y'all.
Huh?
I mean, they trying to look out for y'all, you know.
Yeah.
They have like a little fan in there built like a fish tank. And then last month, there was a company, Joey Bra, that created a bra that's supposed to have a side pocket to store your phone or money or whatever.
Yeah, that would be good for me because I'm always putting my phone down in there and then it like, you know, them touch screens, you know.
You be titty dialing?
Nah, cause it blacked out, but you know what I'm saying. It be froze up though, like cause it's been pressing up against it for so long. It's like I'm tired. I don't want to work.
Right, you nipple dialing. That's all.
I think that's a good idea though. I really do. The ice bra and the joy bra. That's That's revolutionary.
That's revolutionary.
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, you know, I don't know if you heard about the story. There's a big ruckus. Everybody was like, "Oh, they had a picture breastfeeding on the cover of Time magazine."
I don't understand. Okay, help me, and maybe the listeners can, you know, call in and help us out too, because I don't understand when there's titties involved, penis involved, ass involved. For some reason, the whole country just goes crazy. Like, this is unheard of. Breastfeeding a child is so ridiculous. I don't get it. What's the uproar about?
Well, you straight up, the people just uncomfortable with titties. Like I told you, I was at the GoTopless.org to Go Topless Day, and you see the folks, they're upset because women want to be able to take their shirt off. And I'm still trying to figure out why people are upset when women want to take their shirt off too.
I don't see the problem.
And me and all the homies, we sitting around like, I'm like, okay, I'm missing something too. I don't understand who's mad. Just like, I don't know, it's the woman breastfeeding. Y'all all know that women breastfeed when they have kids.
Right.
So to see it on the cover of a magazine shouldn't be a big deal.
I mean, and it's the healthiest thing that you can do for your child. At least the first 6 months of the child's life, breastfeed. And that child is going to have a really good immune system. Come on now. Not to mention the bond between you and your child. Breastfeeding is a beautiful thing. And how come you don't get upset over drinking Similac that got too much iron in it and it caused your kid to have all these health problems, but you pissed off about a child breastfeeding, something that's natural? Come on now.
Hey, we ain't trying to make sense about it. We just saying people are appalled by it. Why, I don't know. But they're appalled nonetheless. I mean, I'm reading the comments, and the folks are like, this is just ridiculous.
What's ridiculous about it?
I don't know.
It's just so stupid. They did have the same reaction because actress Selma Hayek went to Africa, and the baby's mother was sick. And the baby was starving because the baby can't eat. So she breastfed the baby. And they had a problem with that. I'm like, she's a fucking hero.
Well, we have a chatter, Miss X to the M, who says pulling out your breast is like men pulling out their balls.
No, that's not true, because who pulls out their dick and suck on it in public? I'm just going there. I'm just saying. That's not the same thing. is two totally different things.
Oh, man.
But you know what? I would bet you that if there was a dick on the cover of Time magazine, not half as many people would be appalled by it. How about that?
Hey, I don't have a problem with it. You know, breastfeeding is natural. I just look at it like that. And I, to Miss X to the M, not trying to be offensive, but I'm thinking me pulling out my balls is a little bit different than a woman breastfeeding.
Right.
Just as a comparison, I think it's a little different. But that's just me. And on that note, we gonna go on the break. Oh, man.
Woo!
This is Leaders of the New School. We're going to go back. Sob story. Y'all know what it is. If you don't, you're about to find out.
Charlie B. together you got to smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%, and that was Leaders of the New School, Sob Story.
Sob Story. Anyway, welcome back. You know, we talked about Sob Story. I'm always wondering what goes on in folks' heads. You know, a lot of times, you know, we try at the end of the week to give out our special award for the people who deserve special helmets. But sometimes you can't hold back on giving out the special helmet. And Jennifer Ziegler, who's a middle school teacher, for 25 years, she lost her job after driving drunk to school. She filed a federal complaint against the school district that fired her, claiming sex and disability discrimination. Because she's saying she's an alcoholic, but she's saying that she'd never been drunk at work or school, and she argues that her dismissal amounts to disability discrimination because alcohol is supposedly protected under the Americans with Disability Act. And she also alleges sex discrimination, claiming that two male employees have been arrested for drunk driving and were actually promoted to management afterwards.
Okay. This seems like a lot to sort through. She drove to the school drunk?
Something like that. She was driving drunk to school. See, she didn't have a chance to be drunk at school. They stopped her beforehand. So she's saying that, hey, technically, I was not drunk at school.
So they kind of should have just let her walk into the school and then fired her, right? Let her teach a little bit.
Something like that, yeah.
Basically. You know what? I don't know what goes on with people's mind or their thought process when they think that something is okay because it's quote-unquote handled, what is it, the Disability Act. That, remember I said, all these damn programs that the government keeps creating is going to come back to bite them in the ass. And this is one of the things that I was talking about. Because a person drinks a lot, we're going to enable them by saying it's a disability. So they can continue to keep getting drunk, and then on top of that, they can endanger the lives of children too and get away with it.
Hold on, that's how she was getting by. She couldn't deal with the kids no more without a drink.
So she and the kids drove her to drinking, baby.
I'm like, for me, I think it's funny that she can even bring that up. But technically, by the law,
she's right.
She's right.
Because it is protected. It is one of the things that people get disabilities for because they drink too much or they do drugs too much or because they can't keep a job. Those are three of the most ridiculous things that people get disability checks for, but they get them.
Yeah, I mean, now for me, my thoughts are, when I think of a disability, I think of something that you were either born with or something that happened to you,
mm-hmm.
not necessarily of your own doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I think of people, you get disabled in a car wreck or work accident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of, well, I snorted too much cocaine, so I'm disabled.
Because I can't stop.
Right.
So now it's a disability. And you give me a check every month that helps me pay for it.
Yeah, I've never understood that one. And, I mean, I'm as tolerant as they get. And I don't see how being an alcoholic is a disability. I think you have a problem with substance abuse, no doubt.
Right.
But that's it. But, you know,
it's a sad thing, though. But, you know, the saddest part about it is that she could probably win.
Well, I mean, we'll see. I'll be looking out for this one.
Yeah.
You know, to see how it goes. It'll be interesting. I mean, you know, it's one of those questions that you ask. I mean, sort of like that's the law. Now in New York, it's not illegal to view child pornography on the internet. Yeah, the state court of appeals ruled last week that simply looking at child pornography online does not constitute criminal possession or procurement of the images. It's saying rather some affirmative act is required, like printing, saving, or downloading. You know, that way you can prove that, as they say, that the defendant has exercised dominion and control over the images.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, remember when we had the little debate about was this illegal, or was it not illegal, and I read off the law, and that part of that was the law. It was saying that, okay, distributing it, copying it, possessing it, you know, all that, but watching it is not necessarily distributing, copying or possessing it. You look at it, then you get rid of it, or you close your browser and it's gone, supposedly. So now what happens when these people, they happy-go-lucky because they can watch child porn now, right? But then all of a sudden they get raided, and you can find that stuff in their cookies or their cash or their, you know, their web history, because now they're possessing it because it's left on their computer. It doesn't go away.
Well, the case came about actually from 65-year-old James Kent, who's a former professor at Marist College, whose computer was found to contain these images. Now, he was convicted of 2 counts of procuring and 134 counts of possessing a sexual performance by a child. But he said the majority of the images in his computer cache, temporary files automatically stored from sites he viewed and cannot be held against him under state law.
And
you know, as someone who has looked at porn on the internet, if you click on the wrong thing, you can go to the wrong site, and then you can click off of it. Like, well, I didn't want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go to jail for that? I understand that argument. At the same time, okay, now I think what will happen, it'll be like Dateline, you'll be in trapping folks, because they're monitoring people on the internet anyway, so they'll be monitoring you and seeing exactly what you got.
That's what I was saying. I think it's like entrapment. It's like, okay, you're telling them, okay, it's no longer a crime for you to look at it. So just go out with it, you know, for right now. And then you get all of these people doing it. And then before you know it, it's just a string of arrests, because they're not only just viewing it, once it's on that computer, it's possessing you.
Right.
So,
yeah, it'll be in the cash.
I just think they're trying to entrap a lot of people. I don't see. I don't know. I don't say for even looking
at the same time, can you really be? You can't really feel sorry for them, because
that's what I was just about to say.
You know, it's hard because it's like saying, "All right, dog, we understand you got some sickness to you, And, you know, that stuff is real. And I think with proper counseling and whatnot, some individuals can get better. Mm-hmm. Others, not so much. And I guess that's where we'll find the fine line on this, because I'm sure this is not a story that's going to go away anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like New Jersey, right next door to New York. They have a law where they're trying to crack down on walking while texting. Yeah, from here on, they have an initiative that's coming out where they want to stop people from texting while walking on the sidewalk.
Really?
If you're walking on the sidewalk or in the street, it won't be considered an infraction. But when texting leads to pedestrians disobeying traffic signs or other rules, that's when the citations will be issued according to these reports.
So they're saying that you can do it as long as you don't get yourself hurt over it. Once you get hit by that car, your ass is going to jail or you get the ticket.
Well, it's too late by then. I mean, if I'm walking...
Do you get the point I make? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, you look at it like, all right, it's going to be subjective. The cop's going to look at it like, all right, cool. We just going to be... It's going to be pulling over folks texting at their leisure. It's like the instead of DWB, it'll be WWB. For those you don't know, there's the driving while black, and then now it's gonna be walking while black. won't even try to text. What? He was texting, and he looked like he was gonna go in the street and get hit by a car, so I had to give him a ticket.
I don't understand how that's gonna help any damn way to give somebody a ticket for texting while they're walking. You can just add that to the list of other dumb things. I mean, that's just stupid.
$85.
Hey, anything to bring some money into to get some money, that's all that is.
That's a walking tax. Think about that. That's a walking tax. If you pull out your phone and the cops see you, it looked like you was in danger, so we had to give you a ticket.
Wow.
Period. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, in Illinois, they just reversed a law, eavesdropping law, where the court sided with the ACLU over police recording, because I guess there were some people from the ACLU who were... who recording audio of police officers on duty in a public place.
What?
Yeah, in order the cops were being, as they say, eavesdropped on or recorded by someone from the ACLU. And they said that was against the law, and the woman went to jail for it.
Well,
yeah, because they say it could lead to more snooping around by reporters and bloggers.
So they can snoop on us anytime they want to.
Yeah.
But we can't snoop on them because we, 9 times out of 10, are going to catch them doing something wrong.
Why you say it like that?
Oh, well, okay. Maybe I won't say it like that.
Please don't.
I don't know no other way to say it, though.
Please don't do nothing wrong. What's wrong with you? Why are you tripping? I think it's funny when you'll have these cops talking about, well, it what if they were doing something and you blog and the criminals know you're coming? I'm like, the criminals, I don't think they're watching TMZ. They're on the ACLU site. I just don't believe that. Anybody who think that there's criminals that's monitoring the ACLU blogging site, good luck with that, proving that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going down like that. I mean, it's basically the cops will be treated like celebrities. Cops get their own paparazzi.
They already have that now, don't they?
Well, I guess if you call all these cop shows that...
Did you see he put my knee in his neck? Did you see that? Yeah, you really fucked him up, buddy. Like, they're glorifying police brutality on these shows, and it's all good. It's like...
Yeah. No biggie. No biggie. It's just police brutality. Y'all can take it. Anyway, on that note, we need to take a break because, you know, I'm just feeling too stressed talking about the police. So
yeah.
we gonna dig back into the crates and we gonna jump off with some Biz Markie off of his first album, Going Off. Promptly, this is Something for the Radio.
This is Something for the Radio.
Hey.
for something that they weren't actually a part of. Although in the lawsuit, they're saying that she was mentally there.
She was what?
She was like mentally, she was electronically present.
Okay. So mentally to her. I mean, come on now. It's like you just, you have to draw the line somewhere when you talk about frivolous lawsuits. To me, that would be a frivolous lawsuit. Like, you just, there's no way to blame somebody. That's, you know, I can, that's almost the equivalent in my book as people that can sue a bartender for serving a person a drink and that person gets in a car and kills somebody. The bartender can be sued.
Pretty much, yeah. Or the person who sold the bullets to the gun that killed somebody.
Right. So, like,
yeah.
Where is it going to stop?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I mean, I really feel bad for them that happened to them, because that sucks. You know, as a person that I don't text and drive, but one time I did answer the phone while I was driving, and I hit somebody. I rear-ended another car just from picking the phone up and answering it. And it distracted me for all of 2 seconds, and I hit somebody. Luckily, my car wasn't messed up, theirs wasn't messed up, and there was no injury. But just think, if I had been texting, I could have killed that person. So
right.
After that happened, I never, you know, the texting and driving and even talking on, I don't even like to talk on the phone and drive. So it's just, this is something else I want to watch to find out what happens. Because if they do allow this woman to sue them and she wins, this is going to open up a whole new can of worms for all other types of lawsuits.
Yeah, it's just a society of sewers.
Yeah.
Suing just for
we're already there, and it's just going to get 10 times worse.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bad enough. You can't walk around in Texas.
Right.
You know, New Jersey, I guess it's really off the chain there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, off the chain is still my favorite state. You know, I can't go a show without talking about my favorite state, right?
Right. Florida is just, you love them so much.
Yeah, there's something about Florida just make me want to grab the map and just hug the map where Florida is. Like, the people in Florida, they, something wrong with them.
Would you say they need a hug? They just need some love, huh?
It's really bad. There's a Florida, as they would call him, entrepreneur who's selling gun range targets depicting a faceless hood-clad figure holding an iced tea and a bag of Skittles.
Bless his heart. Yes. He ain't had no love as a child. He just people like that, you just gotta just move on. Just move on and ignore them. That's the best thing. Don't
well,
fuel the fire by giving them no attention.
Yeah, they're sold in packs of 10 for $8. And he has sold out in 2 days.
Yeah.
Very, very popular on the firearms auctioning website.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. It amazes me sometimes how simply stupid and ignorant folks are. And, you know, it's all I have not to wish cancer on all of them.
Yeah, it just.
Yeah.
But they're serving their purpose too. I mean, somebody has to be a prime example of what ignorant and unproductive is, and, you know, so that the rest of us don't go that way. You know.
Well, I mean, because I, to an extent, I understand it, because he's no different then the guy that would sell that would make the OJ T-shirts and was selling the OJ T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the OJ trial? Folks have the OJ T-shirt. I'm like, why you got an OJ T-shirt on?
Like
OJ was a man of the people.
Like, he didn't give a fuck about us.
He didn't give a fuck about nobody.
Nobody but OJ.
Right.
Nothing for nobody but OJ.
Yeah, but somehow OJ got to be the symbol of black people. Like, OJ was being oppressed. Nah. And at the same time, you know, you have this guy here who will create these targets so that he can make some money. And the sad thing is that he sold out.
Right. Really?
Yeah, really.
But you know what? I know this is not going to be a popular thing, but my name is Miss 100%. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to say it anyway. They're practicing on us. And we're practicing on each other. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
All right.
I mean, at least they got the angle straight. At least they ain't practicing on each other.
Yeah. And you know, that's one of the realest statements ever. They not practicing on each other. I will say this. I appreciate straight up hate.
Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, I know where you're coming from.
Right. There's something to be said for there's straight up hate, and then there's, oh yeah, I love you.
That bitch ass. That
I wish I could kill you without you knowing that I hate you.
Right.
You know, I think that's what I appreciate. I mean, for me, for example, you know, I like to talk about nature and food because I'm a conspiracy theorist guy. See, there's a lot of people don't know nothing about genetically modified, which is genetically engineered seeds in food that subsequently comes from these seeds. In Poland, they banned the GMO Monsanto seeds, which is MON-810 corn, which is genetically engineered to produce a mutant version of this corn. Because I guess in Poland, this corn had been killing honeybees, straight up killing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's been devastating bees all around the world. You know, these GMOs been, and I guess they've known that this GMO genetically modified objects have been killing bees and Lord knows what else.
Right.
All this time.
Giving us cancer, giving us all these other diseases. Yeah.
Right, and you think about that for a second. You, like you said, giving us cancer. We don't know what genetically modified food does to us. See, because all the studies, there are no studies that talk about the long-term effect of genetically modified food. I mean, as Poland bans it because it's killing bees.
And remember, we just talked about that Thursday. About they were trying to take 100 bees out of their system. Remember that?
Yeah, and Sweden.
They said, oh, no, you're not taking our bees.
Yeah, give us our bees back, goddammit.
It's important to our environment. You're trying to kill us.
Right, and so I'm saying you look at, you have the guys who they want to kill you. They sell the targets with the Skittles and all that in the hand. And then you have these guys who sell these seeds and this food that's genetically modified that kills you on the low.
The secret person.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's not secret. And that's the thing that always... It irks me that folks don't care about the food they eat. You know, when we talk about food, we talk about nutrients. Oh, they got nutrients. No, let's talk about food.
Right.
You know, fuck a nutrient.
Yeah.
What are you eating? Where did it come? Do you care where your food comes from?
Yeah, you know, I saw the special on the if there was a special on cable, and they were talking about organic vegetables. And I'm like, well, how much more organic can you get than a fucking vegetable, than something that grows out of the ground? And they were talking about the codes that's on the stickers that are on the fruits and vegetables. And certain codes mean certain things. And if you get a code, a certain code might mean that this right here has that genetically modified stuff on it or in it. But we're not paying attention to it. We're just going to the store and picking it up. We're not researching to find out what we're eating, you know, and pretty soon it's going to be in everything.
Well, please believe that they are not saying, oh, yeah, this is the genetically modified stuff that can kill you.
They're not going to explain it to you.
Yeah, they'll say, oh, this is organic.
Right.
You know, but this other stuff, they ain't going to put, well, this might kill your ass.
Right. Like, if you see a stalk of broccoli that's as tall as you are or come up to your head, don't eat that shit.
I've always been amazed by the fact that people don't care what they're eating, how they're eating. And, right. You know, here in America, I guess, because we have such a huge choice and nobody really cares. But, I mean, they trying to give your kids pink slime.
But isn't it weird that this is this country where everybody, they say everybody is overweight. And in the next 5 years, this country is going to be the biggest country in the world, the most overweight country in the world. But yet we still have people that's going to bed hungry at night. So that's not matching up. Something is not right.
Well, I guess some people eat and some don't.
And it's crazy that healthy food costs 2-3 times as much as unhealthy food. We said it before, being sick is a business. Being unhealthy is profitable for people, for doctors.
Yeah, well, you think about it. We have shows like The Biggest Loser, where people watch these people who, I mean, I see guys 19 years old at 390-something pounds, and I'm like, damn, you had to have done nothing as a child.
Not once.
You know, I mean, and that's the thing, watching what you eat. And watching what you eat is watching who's trying to kill you on the low.
Right.
That just, it's not obvious like this other buying the black Target, but it's the same thing.
Watching what you eat don't mean just counting calories no more.
All right, exactly. And on that note, we want to thank you all for listening, for Miss 100%, the queen of the little people. I am FN Word, Pee Wee Smooth Drama, and we out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.